Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Carol Manos, who is the executive director and the founder of Carol's Ferals. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Carol, for our listeners who may not be familiar with what it is that Carol's Ferals is or how it came about, can you kind of tell them the story?
Yeah, sure. First of all, to share my mission, or our mission, it is to end feline overpopulation in West Michigan through community education and empowerment. And the main way that we are making a dent in this population and stopping it from growing is through a practice called Trap, Neuter, Return, commonly known as TNR. And this was brought to the United States via Alley Cat Allies out of Bethesda, Maryland. And they've been great advocates for the feral population. And the important reason for focusing on the feral, meaning wild, cat population out there, the ones that aren't socialized, is because the cats that are running around outside are some of the largest contributors to the feline overpopulation situation that we face in the world, really, but especially in this country. And I want to make a difference, and I want to see cats not killed needlessly in our shelters. I'd like to see all animals not killed needlessly, of course, but cats are my thing. My name rhymes with feral, so I guess universe telling me, you better do something about the feral cats.
Well, I know there's a lot of people named Carol, but it takes a special Carol to kind of step up to the plate and associate her name with it, so that's
special,
fantastic.
Special or insane, whatever you want to call it.
It's a fine line, Carol. It's a fine line.
true.
Now, in dealing with this, can you explain, I saw some statistics and some information about just how many cats there are free roaming and what it would take for each cat to be in a household. Can you explain those numbers a little bit? I mean, I was reading where just in your Grand Rapids area, there's 6,000 to 8,000 free roaming cats, and each household would have to have 49 cats in order for each one to have a home. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have seven I can see right now from where I'm sitting on my couch. And and that's not a bad number, but 49 would be a few too many, like 42 too many. So here's the thing. Cats breed prolifically, and if they are outdoors and allowed to, or, you know, a pet that's allowed to indoors, it's the biggest portion of the problem why we're having to kill so many. A cat, an intact female and her mate, can produce 11,000 cats over 5 years. Not necessarily that she's going to birth that many kittens, but her offspring will start going into puberty and at 4 months be able to actually have their first litter of kittens at 6 months. And all those girl cats do the same thing. So one, it just multiplies and exponentially. So by fixing one cat outdoors, you are circumventing that much birth. Now, it's not all surviving, but that is the birth potential. Michigan, we have three heat cycles a year, typically. I think we went into four already this year because we had that warm spell. And, you know, we had such a late start to winter. We are actually seeing kittens born right now. Mm-hmm. We actually have some 5-week-olds in our program, and we've just adopted out some 8-week-olds. So kittens are coming to us sooner than we expected, and the way that we're going to stop this is through trap, neuter, return, and through aggressive spay, neuter of owned pets and anything free roaming.
Now, how has Kent County embraced this? Is it embraced by everyone? Because I think if there's that many cats out there loose, unless everybody's out there catching them, and it's a pretty aggressive program, your impact can be both noticeable but not nearly as persuasive as you would like.
It's really going to take all of us, and how we focus our work is we we're trying to empower individuals who are feeding cats outside or have neighborhoods or apartment complexes or trailer parks or industrial areas sick with free-roaming cats to do TNR. We fixed over 1,200 cats last year on the streets. And the friendly ones we either helped find homes for by offering our rehoming assistance program, which is all detailed on our website at carolferrells.org, or we took them into our own adoption program, which we do adoptions on a limited basis. But our focus really is the trap neuter return because we're never going to adopt our way out of this problem. Mm-hmm. We'll never be able to, you know, put 49 cats in one home, you know, healthfully and wisely. And so we have to stop it. And if we really, we all need to, as rescues, need to embrace TNR in some aspect. If we're not doing it, at least support it. And that's where we're going to make the difference. And I'm really about seeing it change. I want to see it, this situation change for cats in West Michigan.
Now, the cost associated with doing the neutering service must come into play, and yet the available number of cats out there that could use your services, if you will, are many. Which is the limitation? You know, is it money? You would have more cats neutered if you could only afford it, or you could have more cats neutered if you could only have more caught and brought in, which would be a more true statement.
That's a good question. It's a fine line. I've been able to get funding, and funding is out there via grants to big organizations like Petco, Pet Smart Charities. A lot of the big companies have foundations. Of course, if I could do it completely for free and never have to ask anybody for a penny, it would go a lot easier. I would just say, bring any, here's traps, bring every cat you can for free. Right now I have to ask for a little something toward the, what we pay is $40 for females and $25 for males to be mm-hmm. neutered. And so I usually have to ask a portion of that of some people. If you can afford it, I take it all. If you can't, we fund the rest through our own fundraising abilities and the things that we do to raise money for it. But yeah, it's both. But money, of course, is always going to be a limitation in rescue. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Carol, how has the vet community responded in terms of stepping up to help with that as well?
Well, I am very blessed to have Dr. Bruce Langlois from Animal Hospital of Lowell on board. He's embraced it immediately. The minute I mentioned it to him in 2007. He was right on board and, guns blazing, basically. He now has two mobile spay neuter units. He goes all over West Michigan, and he does spay neuter locally in Grand Rapids and a lot of MASH-type clinics to get cats fixed. So that's been the greatest. As far as vets go, they're not all 100% on board on low-cost spay neuter. I think that there's a perception that it cuts into the money that vets can make by offering the services. However, I think that it is such a necessity. It needs to be looked at in a different way, and the vets who are looking at it in a progressive manner and doing mass spay-neuter are still able to be profitable and make money because they're doing it in mass. So if everybody got on board vet-wise, there'd be a lot more money to be made and actually brought into their practices. But, it's a fine line because it's some of them feel it's cutting into them, and it's really not because those cats will never be fixed.
Right.
These are cats that are untouched.
Carol, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running out of time.
Sure.
Can you tell our listeners if they're interested in more information or getting in contact with you? How do they do that?
Yes, our website, carolferrells.org. That's carolferrells.org. Our phone number is 616-560-0555. All the information is on the website, including our rehoming assistance program and a quick needs assessment form you can fill out, get to us via pushing one button, and we can have information back to you within 24 hours.
Fantastic.
As to how you can immediately proceed.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Carol Manos, who's the executive director and founder of Carol's Ferrells. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time this morning.
thanks for helping me spread the word about TNR. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And Rick, once again, we've just run out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.